get you up to this morning?
Well, let me turn this other radio down. Good morning, Rusty. Oh, we're just running some errands. Got some pants that Bernice hemmed for Isaac's basketball, the grandson. Taking them down to their place, just leaving home here. And, she bought him some blueberries. He likes blueberries. And then where else are we going, Mom? Wally World? Wally World, or the zoo, alias the zoo. And I think that's about it, isn't it? Yeah, just goofing off. How's your day?
Oh, just doing some things here on the computer this morning, trying to get some things done. And got a physical therapy session at 1:30. And basically that, just trying to not do a lot of talking. Got a little bit of laryngitis. It comes again and comes and goes. And right now I've got a little bit of a voice, but I oversang last night, as they say.
The voice, people. When you use your voice, it's a tool, that's for sure. Well, I hope you get over that. And I don't know what's good for that, Rusty, other than, what, honey, Mom? Is that good? I'm not sure. But anyways, well, have you worked at VP8PJ yet? Man, that has been a zoo. Now, I listened last night some, and his signals the last day have really gone down quite a bit, I thought.
Listening to them this morning a little bit, and they're on 17 meters, and they come and go and mostly gone, and it's like you said, it's a zoo. And I've worked the Ivory Coast before. I might try to work that guy again to get him on different bands, but you know, that just that type of thing. I'm not pushing too bad. I'm gonna work on it as I go.
Yeah, they're really congregated over there on that expedition on that Orkney Island. But the TU-5, I worked him pretty easily the other day. And that's because you don't have the huge pileups. That, of course, I haven't looked a whole lot, Rusty. I don't get on a whole lot. But I did manage to work that Orkney Island on 30, which I was a little leery because sometimes they copy the T in my call sign as an E, which is really easy to do when you're in a big pileup. And I've lost some calls on that and lost some countries. But I never did go back and try to get it corrected. It's too much trouble. At least I got him on one band. And then I looked up Bob, and he's got him on one band, sideband 20. And that's unusual because he usually gets them all over the place. And he said, I'll stay up all night if I got to, he said. I said, well, I ain't going to do that. I stay up till about 10 or 11, and that's the size of it.
Yeah, well, I've been trying to work both of them barefoot. I haven't put the amp on to work either one of them, so. Anyway, well, just heard you in there and thought I'd say hello, good morning to you and Bernice. I got to go get something else for this throat. I'll talk to you later. N0TRW2T.
Okay, Rusty, hope you get feeling better. Yeah, he, on CW, wow, the operators I've heard, one of them in particular is absolutely tremendous operator, and he moves up and down the band as much as 15 KCs on CW, and that's pretty wide split, and very, very difficult to get on top of him. Anyways, talk to you later, Rusty. You have a good day. W2T N0TR, clear.
K4VAS.
R, KN4VWA.
There's another gentleman calling Rusty there. He can go ahead and then we'll pick it up. This is N0TR.
Yes, you can carry on. I'll try to hit him again. Just let Rusty know if you talk to him. Wayne was calling to say hi.
I'll jump in there anytime. 73s, and I haven't heard you in a coon's age. But Rusty said he had a sore throat from singing too much last night. You have a good day. Steve, I always forget your call. K4VWA, this is 0TR. Scold me.
Got it right there, big boy. So, are y'all making your usual run this morning? Wally World, but you went to Aldi yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, you're half right. The Wally World part. Bernice needs some of them stickers to check her blood. Those things you put in those little pokers that poke you in the finger. She watches her blood sugar. So we got to go there. We're headed down to the daughter's and got some pants that she hemmed for the grandson. That kid, I'm telling you, 6'1", 13 years old, wears a size 15 shoe now, isn't it, Bernie? Or 14. I think he went up to a 15, weighs 190 pounds. Boy, I don't know when that boy's going to stop growing.
5'10", 10. Don't stop him. Now, I tell you what, the day I graduated high school, I was 6'4", weighed 187 pounds, and I wore a 32-34 in my pants. I tell you what, my legs were longer than my waist.
That's nice. I never did quite make 6 foot. At one time, I was 5'11 and a half, but I got news for you. As you get older, your height goes down a little bit. But, she bought him a couple of pints of blueberries. He'll just sit there and eat both pints, I imagine. Wonder that kid don't get the trots from eating so many blueberries, but he loves them. I told his mom this morning he's going to drop them off, and she's at work. And she said, "What'd you buy, a gallon?"
For you. I love them too. We used to go up on the Blue Ridge Parkway up at the Shining Rock Wilderness and pick them up there wild. Man, they was good. Oh, those were good days. Tell you what, I'm not sure I could make it up there now.
Muffins and stuff like that, but just to pick up and eat, I never did do that except with blackberries and raspberries and such. But, now I've got to try to get in this other lane if this guy will let me. We're down on by the Greer Memorial Hospital, if you know where that's at, on Buncombe. Well, Steve, I managed to confirm that I worked that VP8 PJ, which I was very grateful because I'm telling Rusty that on CW. That one guy on there is just extraordinary. He's so fast, it's unbelievable. And he moves up and down the band, like up to 15 kilocycles. And I gotta tell you, on CW, that's a long ways to try to chase him around and find out where he's at. But I see Bob got him on 20 sideband. And then K4SV, of course, he's got him on three or four bands, I think. But he's got a little better station than me and you.
Yeah, and our buddy up at Hendersonville, Bob, ND7J, he got him the first night, Sunday night up there.
Yeah, that's what I just said. He got him on 20 sideband, and I'm surprised you don't have them on three or four bands, but he doesn't yet, anyways, as of this morning. I checked it.
On everything from 80 down to, I haven't really tried 17 or 15, but I've got them on everything down to, I think I remember getting them on 10. You know, I can hear them, but I don't do CW. And they're still staying in those extra range, frequency ranges, so ain't nothing I can do for it.
Well, Bob does CW, and he ain't got him on CW, and he's got a powerful amplifier. And does it automatically. And so that's saying something for how hard they are to get. I felt very fortunate to get them because there is an absolute zoo up there. I haven't, I think I tried once to hear them on sideband, but one at the right time of day, afternoon for 20 meters, sideband. And I can hear them on, all right, on CW. But their signals yesterday were waning. They were going down quite a lot from what they have been. But so far they're sticking it out. So, as I said, they will work the general band.
So, I'd love to make that contact, but I guarantee you when they go to general, you talking about a pileup. Now, that's really going to be a pileup.
Oh, it couldn't be any worse because you got to realize that it's not just the United States. It's all over the world. And most of those people don't own what you call a dummy load, and they tune up on the frequencies and they make it even worse. I always tune up into a dummy load on CW and or off frequency because that whistle goes a long ways, and man, over and over and over, you hear that. But it'll be a mess no matter what because hams all over the earth are trying to get in there. You can look on the DX Summit. If you click on it, you can go down and it'll tell you the, I think it's called VOC or something like that. It'll tell you the best time of day on what's banned to look for him at your location, Steve.
Oh, yeah, I'm already in that. And, like I said, though, I've just got to catch him on general.
They'll be there. Take my word for it. If they aren't, they're different than any other de-expedition. But it's just a matter of a lot of it's good luck. And the other part is if you got a mega station, and, well, Bob's got capability of a lot of wattage, and he's got a capability of a Yagi and the one that has gain. So he's effectively broadcasting thousands of watts if you add in the effective radiated power. That helps, but then it helps to know the timing and get in there. On voice, it's just a matter of staying after it.
Yep. Well, that and hoping the band stays open long enough to did it.
Listen to what you said yesterday, and I hadn't looked at Gray Line, and I got on there at, probably 5:30, 6 o'clock, something like that, and his signal was much better for probably an hour, and then all at once it shifted to the west, so I know that's what it was.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tom, I've destinated. I'm going to go in here and stuff my face with a guy I went to high school with. So I'm going to jump out of here on you. You take it easy, and I'll talk to you later. 73s, KN4, VWA, clear after your final.
Okay, Steve. Well, have a good day. We'll be out running around for a while. Maybe I'll catch you then. It's not too bad out here, and it's 57 degrees, so can't really complain. They say sunshine for the next 3 days, I think. KM4 VWA and 0TR. We'll see you later.
KOH Mobile, KJ4HNA.
KJ4 CBA Mobile.